Okay, I've got at least 6 hours to go. Potatoes are already boiling. Bacon's already fried. Gravy's already started. What am I even doing? Oh, I'm so lost. Please, please, please tell me that. Hey, oh my God, I'm so glad you're here. You look so good. Wait, you didn't have some plans to be here? I know this was a bit last minute, but wait, are you sure? Because you look really, really nice. Fine. Okay, well, come help me then. No, put on an apron first. You look incredible in that dress. And I refuse to let bacon grease and mashed potatoes ruin it before I have a chance to. No, sorry. Just old habits. I apologize. Oh, this. Yes. I was trying to start everything at the right times, and I'm burning half of everything, and the other half hasn't even been started. I'm just a fucking mess. I have no idea how people volunteer to host holiday dinners at their place. This is stressful. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I have plenty of time till my family shows up. Can't believe that I'm at this point, you know? I just moved into this house with her. We spent hours and hours searching for a place with space that would literally allow us room for family gatherings around the holidays. Parties with friends. Open concept, she said. Dinner parties, she said. And for what? She was cheating for half of our relationship. Finding out last week was fucking awful. Not only did we break up, we broke up far after both our families had made plans to be here for Thanksgiving. And this new house that we live in. Lived in. Yes, I know you never liked her. Yes, I should have listened to you. Okay, you're right. I definitely should have listened to you. Don't get me wrong, I'm a little bit grateful for that. My family's still coming for moral support. I've just been so out of sorts. No, I'm glad they'll be here, but I'm not entirely ready for it. Yes, at least you'll be here. There's one person that my parents have always counted on for serving up a slice of normalcy in my life. It's you. Truth be told, I've always counted on you too. I wouldn't be able to do this without you. You know that, right? I mean, you're the only one my mom has ever dared to share her stuffing recipe with. No, seriously. In fact, there's barely ever been a family function in my life that you weren't present for. And this one just seems. I'm so grateful you're here for me. Like you always are. Oh shit. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I fuck. I just got carried away. Here. Oh. Wait, are you? Wait. Wait. I need you to know this isn't one of those rebound things. You've always been here for me. My family loves you. I'm so dense. Finally realizing. I always have. That I do too. I've always loved you. No. I want you to look at me when I tell you this. No, don't turn your head. Don't laugh, please. Look at me. I have always loved you. Yes, I know we were friends. And I know you weren't fond of me at the beginning. Our parents have been friends for years. You're kind of forced to be my friend. I can't blame your folks for hating me for being the boy next door. Look, I didn't even live up to the nice boy next door stereotype. Honestly, I can't believe your parents even put up with me after all I put them through. Stealing their daughter away in the night to come rescue me from whatever bullshit high school party I was too drunk to drive home from. Tapping on your window so I didn't have to get caught at 3 a.m. sneaking back into my own room. Not to mention the numerous nights that I said I'd have you back by 11, and you didn't get home to your own bed till 5 a.m. Honestly, though, I'm not really sorry for any of that. I don't think. What I am sorry for is not acting on my feelings for you sooner. You know, sometimes I think about all the bullshit relationships I've been through. And then I think about all the absolutely awful relationships you've been through. And I wonder if I could have saved us both so much heartache. What if I would have said something then? Those days where you'd call me over to ask me if, as a guy, I'd fuck you in a certain outfit while you're getting ready for a date. Those nights where I'd carry you home, pour you into your bed, notice the moonlight through the window, grazing your thigh before closing the blinds so you could sleep. Those nights I'd tuck you in, kiss your forehead. What if I'd said something? Together. Would we have made it? No, I guess what I'm trying to say is, look, I've never been good at this. Trying to say I'm grateful you're here. I'm thankful for you. Shouldn't be doing this, right? Look, I just don't want to lose you over some stupid dinner. What do you mean? What do I mean? I mean, I don't want to push. Whatever's happening here, is this too far? Are you comfortable? Are you sure? If you keep kissing me, I won't think straight. Say it. Are you sure? Good. God, 'cause I've wanted to do this for so long. What do you mean, why did I wait? Our timing was always off. You could have a boyfriend, or I'd have a girlfriend. It's just always been off. Not this time, though. This time it's me. And you. Finally. Us. Fuck, you taste good. Exactly. Fuck the dishes. I'll make more. No, here, on the counter. Come on, get up here. Looks so fucking cute right now. How do you manage to look cute and hot at the same time? For family, and enough to drive me crazy. Look, I'm just gonna scoot you forward a tad, okay? Look, unless you want me to rip this lovely dress you're wearing, lift your cute little butt up so I can slide it up over your hips. I wanna taste you. Oh shit, no panties. She really did listen to me when I suggested not wearing panties to prevent panty lines under the date dresses. You're beautiful, you know that. Kiss my way up these thighs. Smell your arousal. Fuck, you smell incredible. You're already so wet. God, you're just glistening for me. Can I taste you? This close. Yes. Sweet pussy. Fuck. Are you so perfect? You're rocking your hips in my face like maybe fucking something. Fuck, baby. You're so fucking wet. Keep grinding against my mouth. Let me suck your clit. Fuck, you taste so good. Are you gonna come for me? Do it. Come on, baby. Come for me. That's a good girl. Come on. Don't fucking stop grinding my face until you come. Come on, pretty girl. You can do it. Come for me. Come for me. Good girl. Taste yourself on me. You do taste good. How are you feeling? Good? Still good. Because I'm not done with you yet. Hop down, come on, let me help you. We're gonna do this, we're gonna fucking do it right. Yes, I know we don't have so much time until the family gets here. Even counting the 3 hours early, that you know my mom will show up to make sure I have a handle on the turkey and the table settings. So fucking pretty. Come on, bedroom. Now. Okay, sweet girl, turn around. Let me unzip you. Fuck. You're gorgeous. I can't believe I've never said anything to you sooner. You have any idea how hard it was for me to watch you dating all those morons? Fuck. Not anymore. You don't deserve that shit. And you know what? Neither do I. Trust me when I say that you'll never go without again. I'm gonna take care of you. No, 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 don't look away. Look at me. Hear me when I say that. I'm going to take care of you. Got that? I'm going to take care of you the same way you took care of me. The same way we've always taken care of each other. Except Now you're free. And now I'm free. And now we're together. And I'm here for you. On the bed.
On your back. Incredible.
You
Are perfect. Every fucking inch of you.
I don't want anything changed. You, as you, Hey, look at me. Fade out of me.
Even this turned on, I need to know. Are you okay with
you sure? Yeah. Slide in slowly.
Baby.
No, keep looking at me, keep looking at me, look at me. Shh, look at me. Fuck. I can feel you tighten around me when I tell you to look at me. You're so fucking perfect. God, I've thought about this for so long.
Been such a good girl.
Oh, I love seeing this part of you.
You really are a good girl. My good girl. Close, I'm close, I'm really fucking close. Fuck, I'm so close. Wait, you don't want me to pull out? I know you're close. Can I come inside you?
Are you sure?
Oh, fuck. Yes? Fuck, then come with me, come with me. Oh, please, please, come with me. Oh, fuck. Yes, baby, yes. So, you can do it. Come with me. Come with me. Thank you.
I just can't believe. I mean, I can, but I'm just. Fucking good. Oh, so thankful for you. Finally thankful. All it took was you. Come here. Oh fuck, was that the doorbell? You're kidding me. And my mother is here 5 hours early instead of three. Figures. Here, let me get dressed. No, here's your dress, beautiful. Like, get yourself collected, I'll meet you out there, alright? Oh shit, the smoke alarm. Could anything else go wrong? Oh, fuck. No, you're fine. You're fine. Take your time. Get dressed. No, she won't accept it. No. No, she's not gonna suspect anything. And if she does, I think she'd just be happy. She's always loved you. And I think she'd really like to see you happy. And I know she'd like to see me happy. Seeing us happy. Well, fuck, I gotta go. But take your time. I'll meet you out there.